good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be all set to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days as well. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories, photos, videos, all that good stuff. And gosh, and I didn't get to the one news alert, briefly mentioned it in the first hour, but check out the article. There was a report of, apparently, here in the north of the state, they've found two live murder hornets, giant Asian hornets, recently, and I heard that both have been tagged, and they're in the process of tracking them. And the tags are supposed to work for 2 weeks. Now, you know, last year they did track one back to a hive and get it. And so they're tracking two. I haven't heard anything since that report. And that report I heard, I believe, was 2 days ago.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. And that's up by, you know, probably about 20 minutes from me.
And so. Natasha Venter is here.
Yes.
Okay, medium, communicator, personal awareness coach. Let me ask you, since we're on the subject, before we get right to the phones, we're going to do that very quickly. Mm-hmm. But do you see them being able to track any more murder? Do you see them tracking murder hornets this summer
they're
and getting to hives?
Are they? Yeah, they're going to find the hives.
They are. They
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah. They're not going to stop them, but
right.
they're going to find them.
Okay. But so they're going to make progress.
They're going to make progress.
All right. Well, let's leave it at that. And let's
I'm praying for, asking for healing on this, is that they slow them down enough that the bees can find a way to be able to survive with through them.
Well,
there's natural nature will find its natural defense if it has time.
Well, do you remember Nathan and Stacy? Because I reported on this, and it had an article that I put up on Facebook, so it might be there somewhere in the page. But remember, there was something that the because they're Asian giant hornets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a way that the honeybees in Asia have figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they put poop on outside their hive?
Yeah,
they
something.
They smear something on their hive.
And this is the honeybee hive, right?
The honeybees, yeah, they put it on their mm-hmm. hive that repels them. I'm going to have to search up that article, but there is something,
yes,
at least
that's
the honeybees in Asia have already learned
itself.
A way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, we have to remember that Mother Nature does deal with these things.
Yes, so I'm just asking that our humanness helps support the bees to get that natural defense going.
Sounds good. Okay. All righty, so phone lines are open, and do we still have open lines?
Just one.
Okay,
one more line left.
One open if you want to get it. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. If you call, get a busy signal. Wait till we end a call and then call right away and grab that line. And we'll get as many of you in this hour as we can. And first up, we're headed to Bothell. And Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha Venter.
Hello.
Hi, how's everybody?
Oh, well, we're fresh off the love chain. Oh, and we had extra disco lights this week, so thanks to Nathan.
Okay.
Just a little ring light, strobed it for a little bit.
All right, so what's on your mind, Sue?
So at the end of June, I had a vet come and put my kitty Willie to sleep, and so I know he's okay now. So I have questions about my kitty Jody, 4 questions. Does she understand what happened, and is she dealing with it okay?
she's dealing with it the best she can for where she's at. She knows the bigger
picture. She
does
understand.
Yeah, she does understand.
Okay, so she knows she understands, and she's dealing with it the best she can, she says.
Yeah.
What else? I think you said
And actually, your kitty does hang out in spirit form. You know,
Willie comes and hangs out.
Yes. And
you might see him out of the corner of your eye. Have you
Did more right after the process and less now, but yet... So that helped a lot.
He's still visiting. Okay.
Yeah, that helped a lot, especially for your kitty.
For Jody.
Thank you.
Jody.
Sorry, names.
No, no.
Names are slipping today. Thank you very much, Martha.
So after Willie passed, he came back and visited frequently for a while, which is normal.
Yes, it is.
And that Natasha's saying, Sue, that Willie visiting, even you may not have been aware of it, but Jody was, and apparently that was very helpful for Jody. And so she's doing better, so Willie's cutting back on his check-ins and visits. Is that kind of where we're at, Natasha?
Yes.
All right, so what were your other questions, Sue?
So I noticed two different times she was looking around the room and she growled.
Oh.
And I've never heard her growl before, and I was wondering... Did
Willie bring somebody with him? So she's looking around the room.
So now that's what I'm wondering. Are you thinking about getting another cat?
That's my other question. Would she be interested in another cat eventually?
That is a question. Let me check in with her. She's kind of enjoying being an only right now.
Okay.
Well,
she
now
is.
And let me chiming in here. What a lot of people don't realize is that cats, wild cats, you know, and the kind of wild energy that all our domestic cats kind of came from. As adults, they are really solitary creatures.
Yes, they are.
Especially females. Okay. And which is why, because of what happens in the wild, that domestically, if you want to have multiple cats, the best chances of having a congenial relationship is a group of neutered males. Because in the wildcat world, adolescent males and retired males will hang together. Okay, but females are solitary, and I'm trusting Jody is a female. So her inclination, if you said you want a cat friend, is probably going to be, no, thank you, or just plain no without that, but... So how old is Jody?
She's 9.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you could, if, you've got a decision to make, Sue, because one reason, if you were thinking I should get another cat to make Jody happy and keep her company because she had Willie, the answer to
that is no,
No. So the reason you would get another cat or cats is for you. If you said,
right,
I love cats so much and I really want to add more and I really love, I want to, okay, then we'd have to work to get in Jody's good graces and pull this off. And so you have to first make that decision. Does that make sense, Sue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, and that's what I'm feeling like is that there was another animal that was trying to to say I'm coming in, and she was reactionary to it.
Oh.
Now there's a possibility I'm hearing. Yes. Okay. So what I'm hearing is that the animal coming in, it's about 6 months away.
Oh. Okay.
So that if it pops in more often, there might be a chance that.
Something happens sooner?
The energy will be more attuned to her being able to have another animal come in. But it's you accepting it, starting seeing another animal coming in, you seeing that what you want, you're seeing cohesiveness between them, you're seeing communion between the two of them, you're seeing that their personalities have actually joyousness together. And so with that there's this moment, because there's been another animal that's been popping in energetically to your space. And at first she was like, not in my house. And now, you know, but she can get around to, you're not as bad as I thought you would be.
Now, usually if we had an older cat like this, a one cat and a person was going to get another cat, What we'd often suggest would be to get a pair of bonded litter mates so that they could play with each other and beat up in each other, and then the older cat could raise them and be in charge and could interact or not, depending.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not talking about animals coming in. You were saying one that you're seeing.
Now, there could be more, but right now, the one that is coming into your home, that so it's checking out to see, is this the home I want to be in?
Yeah, and then normally with cats, if it's dogs and you're going to get another dog, the rule is get smaller, younger, opposite sex. And that's your best chance for good relationship. Cats, though, it's opposite, because opposite sex relationships are the most challenging with cats. So the most chances of harmony are neutered males together. Second would be spayed females. And since Jody's a female, then it would be, well, bring in another female maybe, but younger. But females are dicey. So, you know, I think that you really should listen to Natasha and give this some time. Because even if you're thinking, well, no, I really want another cat, this would be for me, sounds like we got to give Jody a chance
some time
to adjust.
She doesn't like change. She's not one that likes change. Was her birthday around May?
I think it's around July. I'm not positive because she was adopted.
No,
okay, because I was going to say that she sounds like more like a Taurus or that energy of a fire energy, so she could be a Leo. So with that if you're dealing with somebody who has a little bit of mood there, so just I would give her time. I would give her time if you're thinking about getting another animal.
Okay, so like check back with you in 6 months and see.
Oh, whenever you can start the process now. Of mentally, emotionally, and spiritually asking the animal to come in, visit you a little bit more often. That you picture the animal and Jody, you know, being communion together, and being more attuned. And then in about, you know, I was hearing that the 6 months would be about the time that the animal would come in. So with that can change at any time depending on. Like all of a sudden, you know, you and your cat could just say, okay, we're ready, you know, and that could change in a heartbeat. Yeah. It's your emotions.
Yeah, so you call in the second, you know, the third Sunday of next month, and then Natasha can read the energy again.
Because it changed.
Yeah, because
you know,
she's
shifting
reading it for the way it is right now, and it can change this afternoon.
Yes.
So check in again next month.
So it's your, but she's enjoying being solitary right now. She's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's happy with the midst of what's happening in life, but she's basically at peace with, that's a better word, thank you, at peace with what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you're doing
like
a good job, Mom.
Yeah, you're doing
a great,
good job. Sue. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, go ahead.
She's been shaking her head and scratching a lot. Does she have some kind of problem with her ears? Or? I don't see fleas.
Okay.
You know, shaking head, and is she in scratching around her head?
Her face, yeah.
Huh. Well, you know, look into her ears, okay? A normal cat's
dirty.
Yeah, normal cat's ears should be clean.
Yeah.
No wax or anything. If it's dark and dirty, then there could be an issue. Did you say, but her ears are clean?
No, they're dirty.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Now, because the first thing that comes to mind with dirty ears would be ear mites. But you usually have to catch those from somebody or something. That would be unusual. Have you ever had ear mites with your cats, Sue?
Oh, she had them when I first got her.
Huh.
And that's been 5 years.
Yeah, and that would be really strange, and you haven't had anybody around. But if her ears are dirty, that might be a good idea to have them checked out.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I even take,
and especially she's scratching.
Yes. So sometimes I even take like a Kleenex and just lightly rub around the ear a little bit. And that sometimes gets something like if there is just a piece of dirt that fell into the ear or something like that, that you can not go into the ear. I'm not a doctor, but yet at the same time, just kind of wipe around and that can kind of take some of the irritation off.
And just to be fair, there are some especially breeds of cats. And some specific situations where they can have dirty ears and it's not indicative of a problem.
Okay.
And I only know that because I've had a few of them in my lifetime. But in most cases, when the ears are dirty, it indicates ear mites or some kind of problem like that.
Or an imbalance that, that just happens where, you know, that there's a little bit of oil that kind of got in there and things got a little bit dirty is what I'm hearing.
But the fact that she's scratching and shaking her head really means, okay, there's something going on
that
you need to investigate.
Yes.
Sounds good.
I would agree with that.
All righty.
All right.
Blessings
for your
to you.
Sue. God bless.
Thank you for your trust.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We need to take care of advertisers, which we'll do as quickly as possible, and be right back to the phone. So, Cindy, hold on. You're next. Have we got callers after Cindy?
We do.
All right. So, everybody stay. Hold on to your lines. We'll get to you immediately after we take care of our advertisers. Animal World continues with your phone call straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through this last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She's our other best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, and she is currently offering a free session to anybody that asks. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and she can. You can see her in her office at the Intraspace facility. That's the old Rainier Brewery, or she can do the session remotely. Either are equally powerful. All you got to do is call her or text her for a free session. That's Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. The number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then, of course, you know I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I specialize in getting really out of control dogs under control real quick and usually only see you once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so if you or anybody you know's got problems with their animals, just tell them to give me a call. You can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, but better yet, pick up your phone and give me a call, 360-217-7258. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. All righty then, we are back. Natasha Venter is here, communicator, medium, general psychic and personal awareness coach. And we are going back to the phones, and we're headed out to Salton. And Cindy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Cindy. How are you?
The smoke is getting better today. It's a lot nicer.
Was your phone? Somebody's phone was talking to me. That was very weird. Was that my phone? I don't know. Anyway, Cindy, you said the smoke is getting better out in your area?
Yeah, it's major difference from the last couple days.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. So what can we do for you today?
Last evening, Emily ate lots of blackberries and slathers on the walk.
Okay, so Emily is Cindy's service dog, and you were out walking, and Emily munched a bunch of blackberries?
And slowberries.
And slowberries.
And then last night she was coughing a lot, and this morning a little bit. I was wondering if she got some blackberry seeds or slough skin or smoke or if what it might
so have. So the eating the berries, now just so you know, Natasha, eating berries for Emily is normal.
Mm-hmm. My dog
wants
to die.
And Cindy and I go hiking together. I mean, both Robbie and Emily know how to pick berries
yes.
for themselves.
Yeah, I have one of those dogs too.
So that may or may not be involved. But after getting home, she coughed a little last night and some this morning. So what do you can tune into Emily and how does it look to you?
Yeah, she did get something. I'm not getting that it's a blackberry seed. I'm getting it's almost like she would have picked up like a. Almost like a seed from like a dandelion or something like that that got into her nostrils. She'll be okay.
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 Yeah.
So it just has to, whatever it is, work its way. It's not like
through.
A foxtail or something, a seed like that would cause a problem if it was inhaled or got into it.
No, that's what I was checking in. If it prolongs... Then I would get it checked out, though. There's an energy there that's feeling a little bit uncertain for me,
mm-hmm.
and so with that I would get when I read that energy, I would get that she'll be fine. I hear she'll be fine, but if it persists, then there's something that the seed didn't move past where it should have.
Okay,
and or it got down to she might need a little bit of assistance, health wise with the vet. Bet so.
So it's just a matter we have to just see how she is.
Mm-hmm.
She coughed last night, less today. So the coughing is getting less. Is that right, Cindy?
Yeah, today yeah. It's a lot less.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like she's on the way to.
Yes, I wouldn't say that it's a blackberry seed, but I'm getting it's more like a dandelion seed or something in that
else that
yeah,
got
that
she
got into
sucked
her.
In.
But she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
All right, that's good. Now, we talked to Cindy last week, I think, because Nels, did Nels maybe worked on her last week, but I know that she, we had talked about the fact that she got attacked by a couple of dogs and so forth. Now, we got her through that and everything's healed up, but does she feel like she's in balance after that? Is there any more work that needs to be done by any of us?
Yeah, well, I would suggest is that... She does. She's going past it. I feel like her energy field is going past of it.
Mm-hmm.
Both you and Nels did great work, getting past that energy. There's going to be times where your energy field is going to feel a little bit similar to that, if that makes any sense, where you might go a little bit into that angst energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to ask you to do is pay attention so that you can picture yourself moving through it so she can move through it.
So if something kind of gets you guys stuck, then you use your mind, Cindy, to imagine yourselves moving through it together. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like sometimes when we have a sibling that really triggered us and their voice is deep and stuff, and then we go get a coworker that their voice is deep and it triggers some emotions.
Yeah, flashbacks.
Those kind of repeated scenarios. And so with that if you can just, when that feeling, same-ish feeling comes across, that it might kind of relive a little bit of her going, but the more that you just kind of move through it, then
you're
going to
be moved.
Yeah,
that's the time where you hit jolly triggers.
Yes.
That's an oh boy cheese, life is grand, oh boy cheese. That's how you start changing the way they feel about things, that they have automatic flashbacks.
Yes.
But
and yourself too, because a flashback is for you. So those changing your mind to oh boy cheese, triggers you in a different mode than going into that angst.
And then fortunately, she's gets regular work with nails, so that would help with the nervous systems being stuck. And we want to make sure that Emily's isn't. But if you notice any of that, both of you feeling that energy again, that probably means that Emily needs a reset with nails as well.
Yeah, it's just a whisper that's popping in for future awareness.
All right.
Okay.
So you okay, Cindy?
Yep. Thanks for all your help.
All right.
Does that help?
Say hi to all the animals for me.
Blessings.
Yep, I will.
All right. Talk to you soon. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Now, I'm not sure where she is, but we're going to welcome Goal to the family.
Yeah,
to
and what a small world if this is the same Goal. I actually used to work with her at one point.
Well,
so.
Let's find out if it's the same one. Hey, Goal.
Welcome
to
the show.
The
sound familiar?
Hi, Nathan. Hi.
Hey, Goal. Yep, it's the same one.
Good to hear you.
All right, so you guys know each other. You have an in with us, huh?
A little bit, yes.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
Oh, has
it
been that long since you've seen each other?
Time is going by quick.
Well, I want fun. So, Goal, now where are you calling from?
Seattle.
All right. We are glad to have you. And you would like to find out something about your dog from Natasha, is that right?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
I have a dog that that came here from Iran, and actually and there's a lady that saves dogs.
Oh.
And she came to me, and dog triggered when I got her, where she would bark at dogs a block away.
And is her name, I have her name is Mira, is that correct?
Mira, yeah, N-I-R-A, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mira, and you said she's dog reactive, or she was when you got her?
Was, very, very badly, and over the 3 years, she's gotten a lot better where she can be on the leash with me, and she's, you know, we're walking, and she could actually, if I give her enough warning, like I go like that. And now she knows that, okay, everything is okay. I finally realize it's from fear, not from wanting to attack.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that behavior is based in fear.
Yes.
Yeah,
and if you're in a dog suit and something is confronting that's threatening, in their mind, the best defense is a powerful offense.
Exactly.
So they think I'll act as tough and as nasty as possible to convince who's ever messing with me I'm too tough to mess with. They don't realize that it causes a lot of trouble, but that's where it comes from. But it's all based in fear.
Yeah,
so you figured that out, and you've been able to kind of calm her down?
I have, but not quite. Like, we still, when we walk in the park, I still have to, you know, I don't have a relaxed walk. You know, I'm constantly have to be aware of other dogs coming, give enough notice, you know, and just say, and once I do the sound, she's fine. Sometimes still kind of looks at the dog and leaps. But for the most part, she can even just go and smell her areas and ignore the other dogs. But still, it's very hard to take a walk and just be like other normal people with their dogs. I'm envious of that. And I'm trying to figure out how I can get there where, you know, I actually really feel bad that I can't let her run around because she attacks other dogs. I can't let her loose. I can't take her to the dog parks. So I'm trying to figure out if there's anything I can do to kind of get more harmonious with her.
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is that, you know, we can certainly, I guess it sounded like, you know, you call him maybe to get a reading from Natasha. And we can still do that. But what I'm going to tell you is you need Aunt Martha. You need me.
Okay.
That's what I do. I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I deal with that all the time.
Thank you.
Relationship with other dogs, the dogs that lunge, that bark, that chase, that go, they're reactive. Pretty much that's 99% of what I deal with.
Fantastic.
And I deal with the worst of the worst. And unless there's something really unusual about your problem, I'll have that under control for you, and you'll be on the road to recovery in one session.
Oh, my God, that would be great.
Yeah, because there's so much that can be done. And I just, I did two of those sessions last week. You know, the crazy dogs after everything. Halfway through the session, or, you know, at the end of halfway through our walk out in the neighborhood, after I got them educated, laid the groundwork, out we go. Both of these clients are saying, what did you do with my dog? What did you do with my dog? That's not my dog. What did you do with my dog? Okay. Because it is like the difference of day
and
night. Okay.
I would love that because she has nipped at a couple of dogs. I've gotten in trouble, you know, with the law. So So it's getting to
We can't have you in trouble with the law.
No.
Well, so what you need to do is I'm gonna give you my phone number here before we're done. And what you need to do is call me.
Okay.
You need to be patient with me because you know what I'm kind of finding out? You know, the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like put a lot of dog trainers out of business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was still the most experience and all of that, and I have a really phenomenal online reputation. But just so you know, there's an online service that sends out requests and that trainers can get business from. And so I've been involved with that for quite a long time. Prior to the pandemic, when a request came in from someone like you, Goal, that wanted to be, you know, needed help from a trainer, there were like around 60 or more trainers in this area responding to those requests.
Great.
Now, after the pandemic, there are 6.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So I am overwhelmed at some times during the week with people that need me. And so we might have to play phone tag for a few days, but
no problem.
If you call me, let me know best times to reach you. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if we didn't have any callers, had nothing to do, I could do that phone eval with you right now on the air, but we don't. We got to get to other calls. So you call me, we'll talk in more detail and I'll tell you how I work, what's involved. And then if you want to hire me, we'll get it set up. Sound good?
Great, thank you.
Right,
yeah,
so
I wanted it to be organic a little bit because I've gotten dog trainers, but they were too disciplined, and I felt like she needed to kind of go through her trauma a little bit.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that when you call me. So my number, for anybody that needs it, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. But before we let you go, let's have Natasha tune in. I know what time it is. I am paying attention.
Oh, something else I wanted to say, but go ahead,
never
Natasha.
Mind. I was just going to, because we didn't really give Natasha a chance to
you're
tune
you're
in
good.
And say anything.
We're
so.
Good, because this is something that Martha can really help with.
Mm-hmm.
Does she like hugs?
She likes to be petted, yeah, and I don't know if I do that enough with her, yeah.
I feel like that if you can get her to the point where she can do, it's almost like wrapping her like a vest would.
Oh, a thunder shirt.
Yeah, thunder like shirt, but
swaddling.
Doing squaddling kind of, and doing that with a hug and just breathing yourself, there would be some angst that would start leaving her body.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, but when you say that, though, I mean, because you're familiar with the thunder shirt.
Yes.
It's designed with that,
yes.
You know, it's a swaddling.
But there's something about her energy.
Okay, but I was going to say, do you think a thunder shirt would help her wearing one?
Or
is
okay,
this
so
more
the,
related to
Okay, so let me
to
tell
her.
You the picture that I'm seeing. I'm seeing that there's angst that you have from past history with her. She has angst from her past history. And so with you guys giving each other a hug and just saying, we'll be okay.
I see.
We'll be okay. That there's going to be healing between the two of you.
That's great, because usually I say, you're okay. You're
Nope. It's a we. It's a we.
Okay.
It's a we.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome. All right, Goal.
Thank
I'll
you.
Look forward to hearing from you, and we'll chat off the air.
Thank you very much.
And
all
Gold,
right, wait a minute, but Nathan's got to say something.
And Gold, before you go, just wanted to share with our listeners, too, one of my favorite memories of when we were working together was we were at, you probably remember this, but we were at the meeting in the morning, and it was kind of quiet, and all of a sudden you just get up from the table, and you always keep your dog outside the front door leashed up. Well, you get up from the table and just start running to the door. We're all wondering, what the heck is going on with Gold? Well, it turns out your dog got a hold of a squirrel.
Oh no.
Were you there that day?
Yeah.
My god.
Well, how'd she know her dog, if the dog's outside, how'd she know that
there's a window, but
she
nobody was
see.
Facing out that window except for a Goal.
Oh, I see.
Oh my god, thank you for embarrassing me with the whole world, but I appreciate that funny.
I hope the squirrel was okay.
Yeah,
I think it was able to be set free, and we let it go, and it was doing fine. So.
All right, well, that's good. So everybody
that's
survived.
On the
this
radio, that's what happened, but I don't know if it was okay or not.
Oh, no. Well, you're talking to me, Natasha, who has a dog that's a hunter, and I think she's caught 3 squirrels. So so it's one of those things. I have a cat that does the same thing.
Yeah, and what's so funny, I'm sorry, I'll be really quick. She caught a rabbit, actually, and then she just carried it for two blocks to the house and didn't have a bite on that and treated it like a puppy.
Mm-hmm. So she has a very gentle mouth.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So she adopted a rabbit and brought it home, huh?
Brought it home, but then I released it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how cute is that?
Thank you very much.
Well, Goal, thank you, and I'll look forward to chatting with you off the air.
Okay. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
Bye. All right, bye-bye. Okay, so I don't know who's on the line and where we're going, so Nathan, you're going to have to let us know.
They're completely open, and since we're in the last segment, if you want to get your call in, do it now. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569.
All right, so in that case, we're going to take care of advertisers, and when we come back, I'm going to sneak in current events. So if anybody out there, you got a question for either of us or want to read from Natasha, you better pick up your phone now because it's your last chance. We should have time for at least one more phone call. We might even be able to sneak in a couple because current events won't take too long. So anyway, stay right where you are. Pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. Call now or forever. Hold your peace. Animal World continues. More with me and Natasha straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And wouldn't you know, we heard from Natasha Venter. And guess what? You can reach Natasha through her website, angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And gosh, I'm just remembering, we've been so busy today that I haven't given out your contact information a lot. But angelicclarifications.com is the website.
Yes.
And then, of course, you can call her 360 770-7486, 360-770-7486. And you have some a series of classes. You've got a couple of those that you schedule customarily, but mm-hmm. you're available all the time for private readings. So tell us how that works.
So what people can do is they can either email me through my website, angelicclarifications.com, or email me at natasha@angelicclarifications.com. I have different packages where I have a class that's an ongoing class for whoever signs up. It can start at any time, which is working through our shadow work, you know, doing those things, that those whispers that hit us when we're in bed that we want to work through. I've been helping people through a lot of shame lately. And grief, shame. And then there's also the one about helping our intuitiveness. A lot of us are waking up to having feelings and emotions that we don't know where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. And so doing that. And I also have a package of sessions together where if you want to work through something or walk through something, that you can come and see me routinely whenever you want to, every 3 months, every 2 months, or every month.
You can buy a package of readings,
mm-hmm.
but then can you just get one reading?
You can get just one reading.
Okay.
Yes.
And what are you charging these days?
I'm charging $100 for
an hour.
For an hour now, yes.
Okay. So
I'm also live on my. I do inspirational quotes and videos on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and
now,
I'm on YouTube Live too.
Okay, so are you doing podcasts still? Because
yes.
weren't you doing, you were doing Mondays and Wednesdays. Are you still
yes,
doing
I
that?
Yes, I am.
Well, you better tell us what those are all about.
So on Mondays, I am on with Regan Forston, who's a hypnotherapist, and we renamed the show Dancing with the Soul, because our soul dances through many lifetimes and many situations. So with his hypnotherapy and working with past lives and me doing my mediumship in past lives, we interact quite well with finding paths for helping people through paths.
And that's live on Mondays?
Mondays at 4.
4 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. And Wednesday at 4, I am doing life clarifications with Natasha. So I've been talking about triggers, emotions, and many different things like that. And you can reach me on my YouTube, Natasha Venter.
So that's is that to find the Monday show and the
Wednesday
show, you can find them at the same place?
Uh-huh.
And the best place or the easiest place for people to find them would be your YouTube?
My YouTube, Natasha Venter, or Facebook. If somebody likes Facebook, you can reach me at Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications.
Okay, that
sounds
great.
For inspirational quotes.
And I'm assuming we are...
Thank you.
Let's see that. Okay. So we had, Whispering Dragon 2. Jude is working, 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. And so you can see her in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, or she can, do a remote session for you. And, you can check it out at whispering-dragon.com or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And, of course, you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Would love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, if you're interested. Or you could call me, 360-217-7258. I'm assuming we're still open. So we can, how about that? It's working out perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We have time for current events. Things have been changing, and just when it looked like everything's going to open back up again and things would happen in person, some of our rescues and so forth have kept their fundraisers on the virtual level and doing them online. Others have taken the step of saying they're going to do it in person. But so I'm going to tell you what's on the list here, but I'm also going to tell you that you know, I don't know if you're, I am just so, I guess, taken aback and maybe disappointed that so many people have not gotten vaccinated. And I'm not talking about the people that can't be vaccinated because of their sensitivity or immune systems or whatever, but the ones that can but just are not. Because, you know, we're failing to get enough vaccinated to eliminate the virus. And with these variants and the Delta, it's, you know, we're right back. It's worse than it's ever been, it seems. So I'm going to tell you about these things, but I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised if ones that are doing it in person, by the time you get to the dates here, they might have to change it up again. Hopefully, though, and I think I did hear a news report last night that I think yesterday more people got vaccinated in this country than in one day than in a really, really long time. So maybe the mandates and if you have to do it too. I heard one guy interviewed on the news last night saying, well, my favorite bar says you have to be vaccinated. I have to go to my favorite bar, so I'm getting vaccinated. So I don't care why you get vaccinated. Just do it because it serves the greater good. And hopefully that will keep all these things happening. So that being said, I told you about, you know, Linda Rasmussen still doing the free treatment, the best treatment, 206-841-1992. We just talked about Natasha Venter and her classes and readings. Now, the Northwest Stream Center is one of those ones that's starting to stick the toe in again. They've got a yoga event to benefit Northwest Stream Center happening on Saturday, August 21st from 10 to 11 a.m. at the hangar at Kenmore Town Square. So that's one I think that could be questionable. So I definitely check on that before you show up. Streamkeeper.org. And then new, this is going to be their first in-person event at the Northwest Stream Center. Butterflies and Native Plants with Julie O'Donnell. Sounds like a great class to go to. Thursday, September 9th at 7 p.m. So this is another one of those that by September, maybe things will be good and they'll continue to they'll do this as planned. If it's getting worse, they might not be able to. So be sure you check on this one, too. You're going to learn about 22 butterflies of the Puget Sound lowlands and the plants to attract them. $5 if you're a member of Streamkeepers, $7 if you're not. You need to reserve a spot, so 425-316-8592. And let's see. Okay, and then we got the Homeward Pet Adoption Center. I would imagine this one's probably going to happen because golfing you do outside, right? Stacy does, and Stacy's not interested in fling golf. She likes working hard at regular golf. The Homeward Pet Open Golf Tournament is on Friday, August 27th at 1:30. It's your opportunity to play the golf club at Redmond Ridge. I got a press release from them, Stacy, and they said any level of golfers can play this course, and it's okay. And registration is open. You can register individually or for a team of four. And at least according to the press relief I got a couple days ago, they still have some openings. And that, again, is Friday, August 27th, 1:30, Redmond Ridge Golf Course, and it's homewardpet.org. All righty, and then here's another one that's going to be in person, and that's the annual Tuxes and Tails 2021. Seattle Humane has bitten the bullet, and they're going to do it in person. Saturday, September 18th at the Hyatt Regency in Bellevue. Tickets are on sale now. It will start at 5:30. They're going to do, you know, I've heard they're talking about, you know, the runway with the animals and all the stuff. And September 18th, is it going to be okay? Will they get, well, they're planning it, so let's hope that it is. But again, I'd write in pencil on your calendar if I were you. All righty, and then we've got Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. The Sexless Soiree is the Purring 20s this year, and they're doing both a live auction or online and a silent auction online, and then the soiree in person will be Saturday, September 18th. So you got a choice, Tuxes and Tails or Sexless Soiree. Oh, sounds like a dilemma to me. It will be, the Sexless Soiree is at the Mountaineers Club in Seattle. And the silent auction will be online, feralcatproject.org, from September 12th to the 19th. Tickets are on sale for the soiree. And then, of course, for Meow Cat Rescue, they decided to stay virtual this year. Fine Wines and Felines 2021 will be virtual, and the online bidding has already started. And, oh, gosh, I didn't read the date. Should have taken this off. Never mind. It ended last night. Okay, so, all right, now, big news. You know what next week is? It's an extra Sunday. So there's 5 Sundays in August this month. So that means there's an extra Sunday that was nothing planned. So that's next week. Okay. So I will be here, and I'm really looking forward to this. Got a wonderful book to share with you, and the author is going to join me, and this is going to be a real interesting show. Now I was, got the referral on this, and this all was connected because of a listener, very smart listener, because this is going to be real interesting. The book is called Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. The author is Walter Stoffel, and he will be joining me next week on the air. A wonderful black and white border collie picture on the cover, just like, Nathan's Abby. Well, Lance has an unbelievable story. This is the story of probably the most screwed up behavioral border collie ever. Now, the story, though, is the life of this dog, because Walter, the author, ended up rescuing this dog and living with him his whole life and keep him alive, even though this was the most vicious dog on the planet. And, oh, my God, the stories, it's absolutely unbelievable. But me reading this, I'm in tears throughout the book and on and off, and it's taken me several months to get through this book, because if he hadn't been on the other side of the country, we could have saved Lance. Mm. We could have. Anyway, I want you to hear how bad it can be, and then how it relates to Pluckner syndrome and all of that. There is an explanation for all of this, and help, and it doesn't ever have to happen this way again, but boy, do you need to hear this story. It is phenomenal. So I haven't talked to Walter yet, and I don't know him, and I might probably can convince him to give away some books or something. We'll see about that next week. Anyway, you have to be here next week for the extra Sunday of the month, and we will be talking to Walter about Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. All righty, so we are just about out of time. So, Nathan, thank you so much for all that you do. And Stacy, thank you for all that you do. And Natasha, thank you for coming all the way down here.
And, it's been a
for
blessing.
All that you do. It has been a pleasure to work with you again.
And thank you.
You can count on Natasha being here again the third Sunday of, it's the next month, September? Or,
it
oh,
is.
Oh, and that's
time
the
is
other
a flying.
Thing. Oh, and what? Yeah, just before we wrap it up here, they're planning a Monroe Fair this year. I'm actually thinking about masking up and going, but do you think it's going to happen? I don't know. I think it might. Oh, who knows? We'll have to see. All righty. So we are good. Thank you, everybody. Be cool. Be safe. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll be talking to you again next week.